T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Derwald. Many of you know me as Mr. Fitness. You know, a lot of people today say that 60 is the new 40, but this was especially not true in 1942.
To find out more, stay tuned to Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for breezy conditions this afternoon. It'll be very warm with a drenching thunderstorm. Storms can bring flooding, downpours, hail, and damaging wind gusts. The high 81. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mild with a heavy thunderstorm this evening, followed by a couple of showers late. The low 62. A shower or two tomorrow morning, otherwise mainly cloudy and cooler. High 69 in the city to 76 well inland. Monday, intervals of clouds and sun and a high of 61. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm forecaster Drew Shannon.
Thanks, Drew. It is mostly cloudy, 74 degrees in Buffalo.
Use paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, good morning, everyone. Good Saturday morning, I should say. Here I am, behind the mic for the first time ever. My name is Joe Danisco, and I'm filling in for the wonderful Linda Pellegrino, who was running late this morning, so I had to step into their driver's seat here. It's a new role for me. I've been the executive producer of Senior Radio for the past 5 or 6 years now. We started in 2015 with a goal to educate and bring relevant information to seniors, but not only seniors, it's very important to talk to caregivers. Myself and my brother were caregivers for my mother as she went through a long and drawn out illness, and so a lot of the decisions that were made at that particular time were made in a crisis. So Senior Radio is here, as you know, broadcasting to bring people up to speed, try to get people to be more proactive. And we bring relevant information and topics to the day. As we wait for Linda Pellegrino to get here, I'm going to be talking with Sarah Young. Sarah's the senior coordinator at the town of Newstead. Hi, Sarah. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hello. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. So good to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
And, of course, Michelle Farina is here with Sarah. Michelle Farina from the Michelle Farina Agency, insurance agency, is here. And she's good morning, Michelle. How are you?
You're doing great so far, Joe.
Well, thanks very much. I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. Michelle and I go back a long time. Her husband is the great Ken Kaufman, who's probably the most experienced and best jingle writer in probably the country, actually. He does amazing, amazing work. 9 times out of 10, when you hear jingles on the air, Ken Kaufman's behind that. And Michelle's been a great friend of the show. And we're here talking about the Senior Health Fair, Health and Fitness Fair in Clarence. It's going to be the Clarence and Newstead Senior Health and Fitness Fair. And I'm going to let Sarah take over because Sarah's here promoting the fitness fair, or Michelle, whoever wants to talk. We were there last year. Linda was there. Last year was the first year coming out of COVID that we did a drive-through, which was very successful. Right, ladies? I mean, it was.
Sure was.
What do we have? How many people?
Oh, Joe, I think we had over 200 cars, and of course we had you and Linda Pellegrino
last year,
and it was a new experience. Not only was it, the people in the cars were very happy last year. I don't know if you recall this, because it was raining. We were all out there, but this year we welcome all the new people to the 12th annual Senior Health and Fitness Fair. This year we're really, really excited about this. We have so many people coming back, as you are, and I think it's really important because you're here, Sarah, to really talk about the event, who's going to be there, what it's all about, and why we want so many people to come out on May 25th.
Well, first of all, it's amazing to be able to offer this to the community, not only just for the seniors, but anybody who is looking for maybe information for their parents. Come out, take advantage of everything that we can offer. Pretty much the goal of this event is to motivate seniors to make good health and fitness choices, that also let them know that there is so much community awareness and resources out there that people may or may not know. For instance, we're also going to be having the free screenings. We're going to have...
What are they?
The Catholic Health will be doing vascular screenings. We're also going to be having...
I think the Kidney Foundation will be doing kidney checks, blood pressure screenings... balance screenings. There's so many people doing so many different type of screenings, Joe. And we're also going to be having a couple of seminars.
Yes.
Sarah, could you tell us a little bit about the seminars we're having?
Yes. The first seminar that we're going to be having is Bob Friedman. We'll be doing his presentation on 14 ways to preserve your assets with the Medicaid law. And then also, we're also going to be having the benefits of the CBD oil from the CBD Med Center. So
those
will be amazing.
The CBD Med Center is very close to us.
Oh,
my
yes?
daughter runs the CBD Med Center.
Yes, she does.
It's Gina Danisco, and Gina went to school for green medicine. She went to a school to learn how to grow and cultivate and grow hemp and hemp type plants. And so she's going to be there talking about CBD, all the benefits that CBD offers from the CBD Med Center. And so we're excited. Last year it was great. Even though it rained, there was lots of enthusiasm, you know, coming out of COVID, especially our seniors. You know, oftentimes they're cooped up, they're in the house, they want to get out and be active and speak to other individuals. So last year was tons of fun. I know that this year it's in person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be twice as big with twice as much action and twice as much activity.
And a whole lot of free giveaways.
A lot of free giveaways for the seniors.
Really,
yes.
And, you know, we're so happy that so many people want to be involved, to be speakers, to be part of it, to educate the community. Our New York State Troopers will be there. The Erie County Sheriffs will be there. And Assembly Member Mike Norris has supported this event for, I believe, 10 years, or even from the very beginning, 12 years. Our New York Senator Ed Rath will be there. And we'll all be there, as well as many of the insurance companies, all of our sponsors.
Yes.
They want to make sure that people are there to receive as much information as they can about the benefits that the seniors are eligible for.
Last year we visited with Mickey Kearns. He made an appearance.
That's
Mickey's
right.
always a great time. And Erie County will be representing their senior services department and handing out different literature and all the things. They have so many options and so many different things to offer the community, and most seniors are not aware of all the things that are there that are offered. So we'll have some great representatives from senior services and things like that from Erie County.
Mm-hmm.
And last year it was a blast talking to all those guys and meeting them, and they're just really into the community and really into the making sure our seniors get looked after properly.
That is so true, and I believe, as Sarah does and Debbie from the Clarence Senior Center, that it's not just the seniors themselves It's the caregivers, like you mentioned at the beginning of the show. It's the grandchildren, the sons, the daughters that would like to come out here. I mean, I'm even going through something right now with my mother where if I didn't have these, the Veterans Administration helping me for my father and different programs available to help me with my mother as a caregiver, I wouldn't know what I'd do. So to come out, folks, and see this, receive all the information that you need. It's just a wealth of information, lots of giveaways, and lunch. We forgot to mention lunch.
There will be free lunch.
Is there anything else that we're missing here to really promote? I know that safety is another important issue.
I'd like to do, Sarah, just let's reset this and let people know we're talking with Sarah and Michelle. And let's go back to the event, the name of the event, and the location so that people could find it.
All right, perfect. So it is the Senior Health and Fitness Fair hosted by the Clarence and the Akron Newstead Senior Center next Wednesday, May 25th. It's going to start at 10 a.m. and go until 1 p.m. And it is at the Clarencetown Park Clubhouse at 10405 Main Street. Right, if you're coming from Akron, go through the hollow. You'll see it on the left coming from Clarence.
You come down, I think Mazzina's Pizza is right there on the right.
Yes, on the right.
So just past Mazzina's. If you went to the hollow, you've gone too far. So it's right on the right-hand side, just past Mazzina's Pizza if you're coming from that direction. If you're coming from Akron, it's just through the hollow and on the left-hand side.
And once you pull in, you'll see the nice big white clubhouse on your left. Park and come on in.
And, you know, I think it's also important, Sarah, that we do mention that the seminars are inside.
Yes, everything is inside.
You know, Bob has been doing these seminars for so long on estate planning, and there's so much information about the power of attorneys, and his seminars are so good. He fills them. So if you'd like to sign up for any of these seminars, it's not necessary, but if you want to just make sure there's enough seats available, I believe that you can call the Akron Senior Center or the Clarence Senior Center just to find out a little bit more about the seminars and if you need to, you know, save a seat or anything like that.
It's everyone is welcome from all over the area, but it would be a smart idea, as Michelle said. Last year, I was just amazed at the turnout. There was parking attendants there. They were flagging people in and showing them where to go, and it's just really a well-organized. How many years has it been going? It's so organized.
12
years.
And as many years as it's been going on, Highmark, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Independent Health, WellCare, United Healthcare, Univera, Assembly Michael Norris, Assemblyman, Senior Radio.
Linda
is
Pellegrino,
our
wonderful host Linda will be there.
Wegmans.
We're sponsoring, and also CBD Med Center will be there giving a talk on CBD. It's becoming more and more widely recognized as a health benefit.
Yeah.
You know, for years, CBD was lumped in with the different drugs. It's really. We call it green medicine. It's great for pain management. It's great for insomnia and anxiety. And, you know, especially for as we get older, we don't require as much sleep. So with CBD, it's a little helpful. One more time before we go, we're coming to the end of the interview program here, or the interview segment. Linda's going to be taking over, the real pro. Sarah, give us the information one more time regarding this Wednesday's event.
Of course. Again, it is located at the Clarencetown Park Clubhouse, Main Street in Clarence, and it is joint with the Clarence Akron Newstead Senior Centers, Wednesday, May 25th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And Michelle, tell us a little bit about who's going to be there, and just let's wrap up the show with, or the segment, I should say, with some of the people that if our seniors and our caregivers want to come out and want to participate, who are they going to be talking to, and what kind of things are going to be happening there?
Oh, my goodness. It's basically
Wednesday.
Who isn't going to be there, Joe?
Okay.
the Sheriff's Department, the Erie County Sheriff, the State Troopers, all the different insurance companies will be there. Epic, New York State Epic will be there. Sarah, can you give me any more ideas? I mean, Catholic Health will be there, the Kidney Foundation, and more importantly, Linda Pellegrino will be there as well. She was a star last year. All of our seniors just loved seeing her, and she's so sweet. We're just so happy to they have her here.
She was passing out water and passing out different things at the entrance. She got totally soaked. Linda, she'll be here in a few minutes to take back over, take the reins, I should say. On Saturday mornings, it's her show. I was asked to fill in. I hope I did a fairly decent job. We don't know, but we're with great friends. We have a great event coming up. Linda Pellegrino will be at the event. Michelle Farina will be at the event. Sarah will be at the event. And we want to just extend that invitation. It's this Wednesday. It starts at 10, and it goes all day long, and there's free giveaways, and there's seminars, and just a lot of good practical things and fun things, actually, as well. So stop out and see us at the Clarence Town Park. Sarah, give us the location one more time before we wrap this up.
Yes. All right. Clarence Town Park Clubhouse, 10405 Main Street in Clarence. And again, next Wednesday, May 25th, from 10 to 1 o'clock.
Okie doke. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for entertaining us this morning. I hope you enjoyed this particular segment. Linda's going to be up after me. And hope to see everybody at the Clarence Town Park this Wednesday.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer. Starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Hey everybody, Linda Pellegrino back with you. Good morning, good morning. Every week is 1 week closer to spring. That's what I'm looking at, or the mud season. If you have a dog, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, it is great to be with you here on Senior Radio. There's so many issues, so many things going on in the world. We try to keep a very upbeat attitude because it can be very easily dragged through the mud. Let's put it that way, with what's going on in the world, what is happening. You know what, folks? The world is what you make of it today. If you decide you're going to have a good day, you're going to have a good day. And what we're all about here on Senior Radio is trying to let you know who the good guys are out in our community who can help you when you need help. Now, the one person who I just absolutely love to talk to whenever we can is Roxanne Sorensen. As you know by now, she heads up Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. Now, Roxanne is easily found at 4255 Harlem Road. That's her office. But you can give her a call at 716-823-4255. 1476. What does Roxanne and her team do? She's got over 25 years of experience advocating and implementing services for older adults and caregivers, and younger adults too. It just matters what it is that you need. If you are living with someone who could use some services, go on in and talk to Roxanne. She and this wonderful team of experts can come out to your home, assess what you need, cut through all the red tape, make sure it happens so that your needs are fulfilled and you're living your best life. So good morning, Roxanne. Great to have you back with us.
Morning, Linda. Thank you.
And as I said, you don't work in a vacuum, Roxanne. You work with an awful lot of professionals who are waiting and ready to come out and assist and assess.
I do. I'm very blessed. When Florica and I started this company, we started as a nurse social work team, and that to us was very important because we both looked at the cases a little differently, but we both understood each other's perspectives with the amount of years of experience we had. So when we grew in our numbers, we insist on having that component so that if someone needs a social worker, nurse, we have that here. We also have a variety of human service professionals, and I have a team that just solely specializes in Medicaid. Everyone's cross-trained. So there isn't anyone here, if you call and I'm not free, because everyone, of course, wants to talk to me, but I have 100% trust in every one of my team member to be able to step in my shoes at a moment's notice and be me and guide our families through whatever crisis or situation that they have.
Because what we always say is that we never want to go into an emergency situation without being prepared, because when that happens, you end up not making good decisions for the person who is in need. You all of a sudden have to make a decision because someone had a stroke. All of a sudden, we need long-term care. What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? Well, my doctor will help me with that. Not necessarily. And does your loved one qualify for where you would like to put them? Not necessarily. But Roxanne knows this and will sit with you ahead of time and work all this out so that when the time comes, you pick up the phone and you call Roxanne for help.
We do, because, and you just made a good point, you know, you have to qualify. You know, in years past, people would just say, oh, my mom needs a nursing home, and think you could just walk in the door and mm-hmm. admit them. That's not how it works. Mm-hmm. I mean, my nurse is certified through New York State to do what's called a PRI. It's a patient review instrument, and it assesses levels of care. And there's only a handful of people in our area that do them. So she'll come out to the home, or we'll do it. Like yesterday, she did one over Zoom because the person's in Pennsylvania. It's a certified skill to have, you need it to be admitted into a nursing home. Some assisted livings require it, not all, but it does give us the baseline. It tells us which level. And sometimes families just don't know what they need. So to have a nurse come in to do an assessment or have our social worker go in, and then we break everything down medically and then financially. Again, everyone's cross-trained to do all this. You know, if you just need a financial review, I got the team that does that. So you're not just a fish out of water. You know, there's not just one person that can look at you. That's why we have a team. And then we work as a team with outside professionals so that you're getting that comprehensive approach.
Now, let me ask you about this case scenario, Roxanne. Let's say I'm living out of town and I'm constantly in touch with my dad who's living independently in Buffalo. And I'm starting to notice that he's not hearing me as well on the phone. I'm asking him if he's eating and he's kind of being vague. How can I get in touch then with you so we can work together if I'm out of town to find out if my dad needs services?
We do, well, in today's technology, we do a lot of Zoom or FaceTime calls and a lot of conference calls. I mean, I've always been anti-technology. My kids will say I'm really old for my age. But for what we do now, that has really helped families broaden what we're capable of doing. Most calls, I mean, I'll be honest, half of our business is probably done remotely mm-hmm. because families are out of town. So we can have that discussion over phone, Zoom, face-to-face, whatever it is, and then we'll go out to see that loved one. And, you know, if they're more comfortable making sure their children are on the phone, we'll do a conference call in their own home. We'll do a Zoom, you know, so there really isn't any way they can't reach us to figure out the next steps.
And if someone is working with you and Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, you can put all your wishes down. You can work this all through with Roxanne so she'll know even what comes next and what comes next after that, these kinds of things that you want to think about. And you know what comes to mind, Roxanne, is that if I have a senior who's living alone and they are bombarded with mail and these stupid TV ads for Medicare, I mean, you could have somebody change their Medicare and not even realize it because they're seeing Joe Namath hawk this thing.
I agree.
I mean? You can work. I can work with you, and we can talk with them and let them know. Don't be susceptible to stuff like that. You've got everything that you need.
They're in the scams are so huge. We see it every day. My own parents were almost scammed, and my mother wouldn't believe I was actually right, even though I do this.
Of course.
I had to call one of my peers who sits on the Elder Abuse Council with me to convince my mother I was right. So I understand what families go through, because she almost fell for the grandparent scam where someone called saying they were my son and he was in jail and needed money.
Right.
And then my mother, the funny part about my mother, she gets a tote full of mail, a junk mail, people soliciting her, and the mail, the postman says, come down to the get it, Bob, because it's too much to put in your mailbox. I mean, they know how to solicit people. They really do. And if you don't pay attention, I've seen tens of thousands of dollars being scammed out of people's accounts, and it is a hard thing to get back.
Yes, it doesn't have to happen when you've got Roxanne on your team, and your loved one knows that Roxanne is on their team too. Let's also talk about the fact that you might need short-term nursing care, or you might need long-term nursing care.
Right.
With the staffing shortages, you know, a building may look great on the outside, but if they're not staffed on the inside, how would you know? But you know.
We do. And, you know, we do guide them. And, you know, I don't want to say I'm tooting my own horn, but, you know, we do know the players. We do know the industry. You know, what I can do is different than what a family can do by themselves. You know, I use my connections. And, you know, we can be upfront with those buildings or, you know, guide the families in the right direction. Because at the end of the day, the ultimate goal is for the safety and well-being of that client. It doesn't matter if I'm getting paid or not. It's truly based on making sure that person's getting their needs met.
And also, let me say, veterans out there who we absolutely adore, are veterans, you may not be getting everything that you deserve, even from VA. It will definitely behoove you to call Roxanne as well and find out if there's anything that you're missing. She can help you get through Elder Care Solutions of Western New York.
I agree. I'm very blessed that my dad's a veteran and my grandfathers were veterans, and my heart belongs to them. So I will advocate to the nth degree to get whatever is humanly possible for our loved ones. And I so many times see that they're not involved in the healthcare system, or they might qualify financially for some benefits. Why not take advantage? They serve their country. If their widows can get some benefits, why not get them? To me, I think every veteran deserves that and more. So let's get as much as we can, and I'll guide you through all of that.
You know, Roxanne, I don't endorse people routinely. I'm very, very careful about what I do, and I'm so impressed with what you do through Elder
Thank
Care
you.
Solutions of Western New York. You walk the walk, you talk the talk, but you walk the walk. Folks, if you're looking for that one person to trust with your care or the care of a loved one, as a care manager, Roxanne Sorensen is the best. Give her a call at 716-823-1476. It's going to be the best phone call you make all month. 716-823-1476. Have a sit down with Roxanne. Figure out what kind of help you need, what kind of care is out there for you, and you'll get it with Roxanne Sorensen. She knows the system, she knows how to do it, and she knows people. Roxanne Sorensen, Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, heard exclusively here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Local, Buffalo, all day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. The first funeral service for one of the victims of Saturday's top shootings took place yesterday in Buffalo. 68-year-old Hayward Patterson was among those killed nearly a week ago. Today's services will be held for Roberta Drury in Syracuse. Mayor Brown is asking residents in Buffalo to observe a collective moment of silence for 123 seconds starting at 2:28:57, continuing through 2:31 p.m. this afternoon, the time when the shooting occurred 1 week ago today. Tops will also hold a moment of silence at its doors at 2:30. Canisius College will confer one of the victims of the top shootings a posthumous bachelor's degree at today's commencement ceremony. Aaron Salter Jr. was the security guard who fired the gunman at the Tops on Jefferson Avenue 1 week ago today. Canisius says work and family demands kept Salter from earning the final 3 credit hours to earn his degree in communication studies. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
When I was a young boy growing up in Buffalo, New York, I was probably 5 or 6 years old. I used to ride my tricycle up and down the sidewalk and down in the neighborhood. And as one house I went by every day, and there was an older gentleman sitting up there. I think he was in a rocking chair. I'm not exactly sure. But I'd drive by every day, and he would smile and he'd wave, and I would smile and I'd wave back. And this went on every single day. And I started to think to myself, you know, he's in the chair. He seems like a real nice guy, but I've never seen him walk around the porch. I've never even seen him stand up. And I was a little concerned about that. So I went home and I asked my mother. I says, Mom, the fellow down the street. She goes, yeah. I says, I've never seen him walk around. I'm a little bit worried about him. I've never even seen him stand up. Is there something wrong with him? She goes, honey, you've got to remember, he's an elderly gentleman. He's probably over 60 years old. And I thought to myself, is this what we can expect after 60? Incredibly, some people still believe that reaching age 60 tends to mark the beginning of the end, when in fact, age 60 can mark the beginning of the best phase of your life. But that's up to you.
You've got the power.
That's right. You've got the power. I was recently talking with the executive producer of Senior Radio Buffalo, Joe Donesco, and my good friend Phyllis Gorski, the publisher of After 50 magazine. We all provide the information to make you feel better, to make you look better, and to make you be better. And that's what this show is all about.
You've got the power.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. No place I'd rather be than talking to you and talking to our fascinating guests to help us navigate our lives here in Western New York. Now, all you have to do is listen to the news lately to know that people are looking for hiring more staff every day. There's signs everywhere. And you know what, folks? It's in every single walk of life. Whether you're looking to get a job at a fast food place or you're looking to get a professional job in a hospital, everyone is looking for more staff. So that means just about everyone is understaffed. How does that affect you when you need their services? Great question for all of the pros that we have standing by from the Stamm Law Firm. So good morning, folks. Nice to have you with us. I know we have Brad and Brian standing by. And Melissa Stadler, who handles your medical cases. Good morning. It's so great to have you back on the radio.
Hi, Linda. Great to be here.
Yeah, this has crossed my mind that this is not a great time to perhaps be a patient with knowing that the facility you're in may be short on staff.
Yeah, Linda, it's very difficult time. You know, we have a lot of clients that sit with us and talk about their estate planning. We do some Medicaid planning for families. And family members will bring up to us in these meetings how they feel like right now mom or dad or a sister aren't getting taken care of very well. There's all these staff shortages. They've laid off a lot of people because of the vaccine mandates. They're not filling the jobs properly. And family members are concerned. They can't even go see certain times and family members because of the COVID restrictions. So they're not sure what kind of care they're getting. And they ask us a lot of questions about legal concerns about what can they do? What can we do to help mom or dad?
Well, let's start with that. What can we do to ensure that everyone who's in a facility is getting the care that they signed up for?
Well, Linda, of course, you know, every patient has a quote-unquote Bill of Rights. And I truly mean that. You see it posted through hospitals mm-hmm. and healthcare facilities and nursing homes. Patients truly have a Bill of Rights. And they are entitled to ask questions about their care. We have been getting a lot of, I'm not going to say a lot, but we're getting a decent number of phone calls lately from people that are wondering, A, how can they enforce, like we were talking about, their parents' rights in these facilities, given the staff shortages. You know, they're not getting medications on time, or things are haphazard, and they seem to be, you know, not being taken care of from a hygiene perspective. And we're able to say, listen, you can enforce those things. And I hate to say it, but sometimes it's leading towards we think that their care isn't standard, meaning something may have occurred where they've been damaged and we're being asked to look into a potential claim medically. Mm.
You know, it occurs to me we've let so many nurses go because, like you say, of the vaccination. And I'm thinking to myself, who's taking their place? I know the governor says, oh, we're gonna hire replacements. Where are they coming from? You can't help but have shortages of critical staff in these hospitals. You just can't ask the person who's an aide to now start giving out medication, you know? So, but I can see that happening. And like you say, sometimes your patient is just there and they have no recourse, but all of a sudden they're just getting less care. And I know the professional staff who's still there hates it as well. They know they've got too many patients per nurse, and they're overworked. And this is the state of where we are.
That's true, Linda, unfortunately. And not only in nursing homes, but also in other medical facilities, we're seeing, you know, staff shortages, and, you know, that's leading to, you know, other calls of medical negligence inquiries and concerns. And we're certainly happy to look into, you know, any no matter what your age is, any patient that feels that they're not being treated to the standard of care, we're happy to look into, you know, any claim.
Melissa, or, go ahead.
And Linda, sometimes we'll get a phone call from family members whose parent or loved one passed away, and they said, you know, 2 weeks ago he was doing fine, and all of a sudden he's gone. What happened in 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And it means coming in to set up a meeting with us. It means getting the medical records. It means having those records reviewed by another physician or health or hospital type, you know, expert. Because there's going to be a lot of these concerns coming forward of what happened to mom or dad's care when they seem to be doing much better, and then 2 weeks later they're gone.
Let me ask this, and Melissa, this could be for you. Is it difficult getting the records from the hospital?
Honestly, it takes a little time, like everything does, and that's another area where we see the unfortunate staff shortages. But we're able to work with the families and the patients and get those records, you know, in our hands so that we can review them thoroughly and consult with the experts we need to.
Is that something the family would request, or is that something that they turn over to you and you contact the facility to get those records?
Every situation is different. Sometimes the families are extremely proactive and want to do it on their own, and that's great. Other times they need our help to intervene, and we're more than happy to do that.
Oh, that's great. But gentlemen, just like you're saying, you're starting to get calls on this, and I can certainly understand that with the shortage of staff that we have here in Western New York. And it's a shame that we're at that point now where people are questioning their care. But it's doubly hard because for a lot of the loved ones, you can't go in and see them, or else that's very restricted. And you know, you may be there when the doctor's not there, and you're not really getting answers from the short staff about their care and their medication and the way they're being taken care of and their hygiene, et cetera, et cetera.
You know what, Linda? Let's not forget, there's a lot more things going on in life than just COVID. You know, there's people with heart conditions and other ailments that need to be addressed in the hospital setting. That doesn't mean just because COVID's happening, well, everybody else takes a back seat. You know, there's insurance companies paying for patients to be in there. The hospitals are getting paid to care for these patients. And, you know, they always say the squeaky wheel gets the grease. One of your suggestions is, what do you tell these adult children of their parents? Be on top of it. Mm-hmm. Stay proactive. Get involved. Make sure somebody's answering your questions, because if you just let it go to the wayside of, well, they're busy, you know, you got to be there. You got to be an advocate for your loved one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If they're in the hospital, you know, so much so, you really need to be there by their side, you know, watching the medication come in and making sure of the dinners that they're getting and things like that. And it's so difficult when they're keeping the families, you know, at bay. And you know, you don't even have a phone, you know, to be able to talk to someone with. So I can certainly see where that's a problem. Also, you know, they're restricting elective surgeries. Who's to say what's elective, you know, if it's you?
Yeah, that's right. You know, you have ankle surgeries, hip replacement, knee replacements. You know, some of these poor people need these surgeries done, and they're not getting done. And, you know, of course, the doctors, they're not making that call. It's the hospitals and the Department of Health. But, you know, we might see things in the future, all these cause and effects of what's going on now. Who knows what we'll see in a year? But let me tell you something. Our law firm has been doing medical issue cases for over 40 years with my father, 50 years. So we have the experience. You know, Melissa does this exclusively. Brad and I have always been doing this type of work. You know, so it's we get these comments and questions with family members doing estate planning about other cases. So we're always here to talk to people about that.
You know, it occurs to me too, gentlemen, that it seems like the county takes certain, they'll say, oh, we've had X amount of COVID cases. We have, you know, they're overflowing our hospitals. But they're not taking into consideration the comorbidities, you know, that some of these people are also presenting with. And you were saying that, you know, don't worry, the hospital's going to get paid. Don't hospitals routinely work at about 98% capacity? So sometimes what we're hearing, they're using almost information to their benefit. You know what I'm saying? There's different ways to hear facts. And I think that a lot of times we're hearing what the people at the top want us to hear rather than really think it through and understand what's going on. But the bottom line is, we may have loved ones in care facilities, whether it's a hospital, whether it's an outpatient facility and they're getting an elective surgery or whatever. But if they're questioning their care because of the shortage of staff, like you say, that's going to bring you a lot of phone calls down the road, because it's got to be happening.
You know what, Linda, and what you say is absolutely true from other perspectives. The family might be getting told one thing by the staff. Oh, all of a sudden they couldn't breathe without the breathing tube, or they didn't get the medication. Sometimes the records tell a different story. You know, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. So that's part of what Melissa does, is investigates the records, what really was going on here, and then works with our experts to then say, no, something's missing here. You know, there's more to this story.
You know, I want to ask this. Melissa, what if someone is in a care facility now? I don't always want to talk about the fact that this person has passed away. What if they're there now and you're getting phone calls from loved ones saying, I don't think that, you know, everything that they're supposed to be getting is happening?
Yes, I get those calls all the time, Linda. And to be honest with you, just because someone's in a facility and the family feels they're not getting up to snuff care doesn't mean we wouldn't look into those records and that the facility wouldn't have an obligation to give those records to the family to look into without any sort of, you know, worry of retaliation or anything of that matter. I mean, my gosh, we live in a day and age now where, you know, everybody's held accountable for their behavior and their actions. And so I'm more than happy to speak with families who have complaints about care that loved ones are receiving now in a facility, and certainly look at those records, even though the loved one is still, you know, in that facility's care, to see what we can do to help them and to improve the situation.
And that's where I hear your family helping my family. It's a matter of coming on in, having a conversation, being able to talk about all of these personal things. And who can you trust? You can trust the Stamm Law Firm. Two locations in Williamsville and Clarence, stammlaw.com. It's as easy as that, Stamm with a double M. And their main phone number is 631-5767. Over 13 attorneys on staff. Listen, whether it's elder law, wills, trust, health care proxy, elder law, Medicaid application assistance, estate litigation, and then bankruptcy, personal injury, business and corporate. It goes on and on because they have that many wonderful attorneys all in one house. So no matter what your issue is, you may start out talking about, listen, my parent is in a place they have short of staff, and I don't think they're getting the care they need. And then all of a sudden, you know, you realize, well, maybe we should also start talking about estate planning. That's something you can do with the Stamms. And I want you to be able to call them at any time and get that first appointment, because you're going to find out that you're really talking with friends who can help in this matter. Folks, thank you so much. We're running out of time. The Stamm Law Firm, stammlaw.com. Once again, the best number you can learn over the weekend here is 631-5767. Let their family help your family.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, everybody. Linda back with you here. Welcome to our show. Senior Radio is all about making good radio, making information possible for people who aren't getting enough of it at age maybe even 50 plus or 45 plus. It doesn't really matter. But an awful lot of our life takes place after the age of 50. And we want to make sure we're on top of things to keep our health good, to keep our futures looking bright. And a lot of that has to do with medication, taking your medication correctly to feel better, stay healthier, and live longer. And a lot of people don't do that. So we're going to talk with Dr. Lisa Harris this morning about the importance of taking your medication correctly. Dr. Harris is the Vice President of Medical Affairs for the Commercial Line of Business at Univera. Thanks for joining us again, Dr. Harris.
Thank you so much for having me back again.
Yeah, let's talk about medication. We're lucky to have it, okay? But a lot of us just don't take it correctly.
Oh, my goodness. This is a particular pet peeve of mine. It's just amazing to me how people just don't follow the instructions. We also know that medical instructions are not really designed for the layperson. And so as providers, we have to make sure that our patients understand how to take the medication and what we're exactly talking about. But taking it as directed can help you feel better, stay healthier. It can help you live longer. For prescription drugs to be the most effective and to get the most benefit from them, you have to take them as directed. So, for example, if we tell you to take something twice a day, we don't mean at 8 o'clock in the morning and then at noon. It's really supposed to be 10 to 12 hours apart. Skipping doses can really impact your health and wellness. It may seem simple, but at least two-thirds of Americans just don't take their medications as prescribed.
And it's serious. Incorrect prescription drug use results in about 125,000 premature deaths every year and costs the healthcare system roughly $300 billion annually. I think a lot of people think it's a minor thing not to take it, but when you think about 125,000 premature deaths every year for not taking medication correctly, that's amazing.
It really is. And you know, sometimes it's just not really understanding what you're supposed to do. I can, you know, just thinking of examples from my own practice where I'll have patients that won't take their water pill because they're getting ready to go out, or they're, you know, they have to go to the church, or they have to go to an activity, and they don't want to have to go to the bathroom during the middle of the activity. So they'll skip their water pill. Blood pressure gets out of control, kidneys are impacted, and then you have a cascade of adverse health conditions that occur from you not taking your medication. Taking your thyroid medication with other medications. We know that thyroid medication interacts with a lot of different medications. You should be taking that all by itself first thing in the morning, 30 minutes before you even brush your teeth. So it's amazing how many different complications you can have from not taking your medications correctly.
You know what? I take a thyroid medication. I was never told that. That's very interesting.
First thing in the morning, all by itself.
Okay.
It will bind to toothpaste.
And let's talk about more of the common mistakes you see when it comes to taking medications.
Yeah, so eating the wrong food. So eating food that will interact or decrease the efficacy of the medication. Taking it on an empty stomach when it should be on a full stomach. And then the patients will come in and tell you that they had an allergy or an adverse effect. Well, you didn't take it the way it was indicated. Some need to be taken on an empty stomach. Some don't. So plan for doses 2 hours before or after a meal to be safe. That way you don't have to really try to figure it out. If it's within 2 hours of a meal, you should be all set. Make sure to ask if there's any foods you should avoid while taking a specific medication. So, for example, taking a cholesterol medication, the statins, with grapefruit has significant interactions. And those are things that you probably need to know about.
What the heck is it about grapefruit that you can't really have it with certain medications?
Yeah, so it's some of the components of grapefruit actually interacts with the statins to keep to reduce their efficacy.
Okay.
It helps to break them down.
All right. Dr. Lisa Harris is joining us, and she's got great information, the Vice President of Medical Affairs for the commercial line of business at Univera. Dr. Harris, what's the number one thing people should avoid when taking medications?
Yeah, alcohol. Mm. So, you know, there are so many of us that like to have that glass of wine or that beer after work or as you're relaxing in the evening, and that combination can cause tiredness, slow reactions, loss of coordination, irritability, memory problems, or even significant interactions with your meds. So just imagine if you're taking something that's designed to help you sleep or to lower your blood pressure, you combine that with alcohol, it's a recipe for disaster.
You know, it's also important that there are simple things we can do to ensure we're taking our medication correctly. But I have to tell you, a lot of people don't include their pharmacist in the question and answer. And the pharmacist, you know, I had cancer 10 years ago. The pharmacist was so important with letting me know about a lot of my medications and what I could expect. They're so knowledgeable. It's really worth a discussion with your pharmacist about what you're taking. And your pharmacist will often let you know if you have a medication from one doctor and a medication from another doctor, and you didn't tell them that you have those two, and they may interact badly.
That's right. You know, I think pretty much every pharmacist, when you go to pick up your medication, they offer you a consultation. Take them up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the medications that you're used to taking, that you've been taking for a long time, just check in with them and make sure that you're not missing something, that you're really taking it appropriately. That is such an incredible benefit from our pharmacist colleagues that it's just invaluable. So make sure that you, when you go to pick up your prescriptions, that you take the pharmacist up on that consultation offer to understand how to take them.
They're really knowledgeable. What are some other simple things we can do to ensure we're taking our medication correctly?
Yeah, so read the label carefully. And sometimes the instructions may seem a little bit confusing. So again, you can call back to your doctor's office or call the pharmacist to make sure that you understand what the label instruction said. Make sure that you use the exact amount specified. Don't change the dosage or the amount or think less is more or more is better or anything like that. You don't want to switch up the amounts that we're prescribing for you. Know when and how often to take it. So if it says 4 doses daily, don't take them all at once before bedtime. Or do you need to wake up in the middle of the night for a dose of at night? How do you spread those out for 4 times a day? Make sure you ask your doctor or your pharmacist for clarification on any of your prescriptions.
You know what, Dr. Harris, I also had great luck speaking to my doctor and my pharmacist when I would like the drug in a different form. Maybe it's easier for you to take a liquid or a capsule, or maybe there's a different maker and the pill isn't as bitter. There's lots of ways to make sure that it's palatable for every person.
Absolutely. So it's important to let your provider know that you are struggling with a particular dosage form. If it's a big pill, if it's, you know, dissolving in your mouth before you can actually swallow it, ask to see if there's a capsule available or a liquid. You know, there's lots of opportunities for us to change the particular formulation so that it's more palatable for you.
Yeah, absolutely, because you don't want something like that to keep you from taking a life-saving medication. And, of course, because Dr. Harris is with Univera, remember, talk to these wonderful folks about your prescriptions. They'll let you know if there's a generic that might save you money. But the important thing is to take the medication, and if you do any changing with your medication, by all means, tell your doctor. As Dr. Harris was telling us, 2/3 of Americans don't take their medications as prescribed, and because of that, it results in about 125,000 premature deaths every year and costs the healthcare system roughly $300 billion annually. So we're lucky we have a lot of these prescriptions right there at the corner drugstore. What we need to do is see our doctor, get that prescription, and take it. You never know. Something like your diabetes medication, your heart medication, your blood pressure medication. These are the things that can save your life so we can really enjoy ourselves as we're living longer and healthier. Dr. Harris, thank you so much for joining us. You're a font of information, and we appreciate having you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Everybody have a great morning, and we'll continue after this.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls, an Odyssey station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.